You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the dentist you look forward to seeing. The Gentle Dentist, the only dentist you're happy to come back to. The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. How can we make you smile? Call 614-431-3311.
FNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. ESPN. ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome to Footloose Radio on a rainy Wednesday in the big city. It's the Barry Laminack Hour on Wednesday.
Let's not talk over the good music.
Denise Williams, is that correct?
Hell, I don't know. Don't get me lying. Yeah, I just Googled it.
There you go.
Not because I knew that, but because he sent the list.
There's a chance, Nick, all eight of his songs will be from Footloose, if it's possible, or he'll just repeat.
This is the one where he's trying to teach that big oaf of a cowboy how to dance, and he can't. And he's like trying, but he can't dance.
Not the guy that looks like Michael Rapaport, that's like his best friend.
I have no idea what he's talking about. I just know that there's Kevin Bacon.
And his best
friend. And then the big oaf of a cowboy guy that can't dance that he teaches him how to.
Is that his best, like his buddy?
I don't. Yeah.
You love the movie.
I mean, I liked them. I wouldn't say love. I mean, I know I can do some of the moves.
I would think you could identify the characters.
One thing I did that this reminds me of every time I see or listen or hear Footloose, and I don't know if it was Chance. So Chance McClain used to be I forget what he did for 1560.
I think he was a PD.
Was he the PD? Yeah, I know he did everything. Him and Frank, they formed a group called Chank, and they made a bunch of stuff for 1560 and otherwise. But I think it was Chance McClain that made a Footloose. It was like the Footloose video of him in the warehouse when he's really mad,
yeah.
And there's nothing's going down, and he's like he does the gymnastics and all that.
Is that the Kenny Loggins song behind him on that one?
I think so, but then there's no music to it. It's just the sound effects. Like at one point he's just running, and all you hear is like that's it. It's hilarious. I'll tweet it out. I'm gonna find it and tweet it out. But I'm pretty sure it was Chance McClain that made it. But it's pretty funny. So we need more of that. We need more Footloose.
Yeah, that Kenny Loggins song in the background was like, heaven helps the man who finds his dreams or something like that. Yeah. While he's doing that, you know, the dramatic, struggling, upset tantrum.
That's right. But these are my workout songs from the 80s. This is what I work out to. I work out to Let's Hear It for the Boys.
With leg warmers?
I mean, you know.
Maybe.
If I'm doing jazzercise.
Okay. Headband?
If I'm doing jazzercise. Otherwise, no. I just, you know.
One piece?
Nope. No leotard.
Is this the track you're talking about?
That's what I'm talking about.
I didn't even know that was the words, I'll be honest with you. No idea.
I don't know if they were accurate or not, but I'm in my head going, I think it's something like that.
Yeah, this is when he's like,
Is
when he gets out of the car and he's like, damn it.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to run down this hallway and do some gymnastics because I'm so mad. When I get mad, you know what I do? I tumble. I do some tumbling routines. I do some uneven bars. I do some more tumbling. A little somersault here and there because I'm angry.
Dude, I thought you were Patrick Creighton for a minute.
Nothing gets me more mad than when I can't dance. And when I get mad, I tumble. They can't stop me from tumbling. They can stop me from dancing. They can't stop me from tumbling. It's just the stupidest
These
thing.
Movies, by the way, now thinking about this, made Kenny Loggins.
Yeah, Top Gun. Kenny Loggins was a hit machine.
He was like the
movie hit machine.
He didn't
really have
a
hit outside of a movie.
He might be making an appearance.
Before the first movie. Okay.
He had some.
Listen, he might be making an appearance in the list in this hour. We'll just say.
Oh, well, God, if you're a Footloose guy, there's no doubt about it.
He might be. I don't know.
You're either going Top Gun or you're going
Okay, Danger Zone.
Yeah, maybe I'm going both. You don't know?
Footloose.
I thought you might go Meet
Maybe
Me.
Maybe I'm going Footloose. Maybe I'm going Danger Zone. Maybe I'm going Survivor. I don't know.
I either thought you were going to go Pooh's Corner or Meet Me Halfway.
Pooh's Corner.
It's Kenny Loggins.
Pooh's Corner?
From Winnie the Pooh.
Oh. I thought that was something
Not
else.
Not like Boo Boo Pooh.
Okay. I was like, why is he pooping in the corner?
Nope.
What is that about? What kind of weird acid song is that?
To show that we are a sports show, though, we do want to rest in peace.
Talked about tumbling.
True. Okay. Ara Parseghian, the longtime head coach of the Fighting Irish back in the 60s and 70s, dies at 94. But by all accounts, from everything you've seen and heard, a great guy that kind of resurrected the Notre Dame program, passed away. But 94 is a good long life.
Yeah. I do you want to live that long?
I do.
Really?
No.
It just kind of depends.
I don't want you to live that long.
I mean, I think the big thing, Nick makes it
good. That was so mean.
Nick, you're right.
Because there was I used to work for my dad at an old-fashioned filling station, and there was this lady who was like 103 years old. But she walked around like she was, you know,
yep,
like 50 or 55. And I was thinking to myself, if I ever live to see that age, I want to walk around like she does, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I think that's the key. I mean, if your brain is still functioning and you have mobility, then yeah, I would love to. But, you know, I
don't want to live in pain the last 10, 15 years. I don't want to do that.
Or like confinement. My mom said when she was 85, she broke her hip. She used to drive, like you were talking about. She was mobile. She was driving to the store every day. She was doing her own things. And we had a heart-to-heart right before she turned 86. And she said, I just want to let you know that I'm ready to go. And I'm like, whoa. And she goes, when I broke my hip and you took away my ability to get in the car and go whenever I wanted to go, do what I want to do, and now I have to live in an assisted living, she's like, you take my independence, you can just take my life.
Wow.
It's hard to argue against that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
but what are you going to say?
Very, very tough.
That sucks. That's depressing.
It is. It really is.
Well, then let's perk it up. Your boy Clarence is on hold. Let's see what Clarence has got for us today. You got to believe Clarence is wearing leg warmers at the gym this afternoon.
Man, I was kind of in a good mood with all the music y'all was playing. Do you come back with that story? That just, man, it's like you just watched Lassie get shot or something.
I'm sending you a copy of Marley and Me, too, Clarence.
Did
That's coming later.
Did they shoot Lassie? Wait a minute. They shot Lassie? Do you mean Old Yellow?
No, but it felt like they shot Lassie. But okay. How y'all doing, guys?
I think you're Old Yellering, but okay.
Yeah. What's up, Clarence? How's it going, man? What you got?
Nothing much. Listen to the music, kind of jamming out.
Right.
But got a question. With old Willie Fuller 5 going down, and all he having is Braxton Miller and what's that guy's name? Jalen Strong. Do y'all think they need to go get another wide receiver now? Or just kind of wait and see? Because from all accounts, it looks like Will Fuller's not going to be back in probably till November. And with an already suspect offense, and you don't know what you're going to get out your quarterbacks, do you think they should wait or try to pick someone up now?
I personally think you go get someone right away. You haven't played a regular season game yet. You still got most of training camp. You know, the first game is played. The Hall of Fame game is only this weekend. You still got four games in the preseason. You get someone acclimated. You get them to learn the system. And you get someone so that when you get to game number one that actually means something and counts, you've got a guy that you can at least get something out of instead of trying to makeshift the entire offense.
Yeah.
Barry?
Yeah, they've got, I mean, when you look at the depth chart, it's not pretty. You get DeAndre Hopkins, Jalen Strong, Braxton Miller, Wendell Williams, Justin Hardy, Chris Thompson, Riley McCarron. You're looking at that going, all right, after D-Hop, I mean, how much faith do you have in Jalen Strong as to be a two? To come in as a three or a four, okay.
Exactly, and here's
the other
thing.
If you're going four wide, Jalen Strong on the field doesn't bother me as much, but to be your two?
Well, but here's the other thing, Barry. You think about everything you just said and think about the fact that everybody says he came in great shape. But then you got to worry about the off the field, too, because that hasn't been stellar either, and he's had his slip-ups. Can you put your full trust and confidence in a guy like that?
No.
I think you got to get a veteran.
I know, but and everyone's clamoring for Anquan Boldin. He's 36. Remember that it's not just everyone saying, oh, yeah, veteran leadership. It's more than just having the leader. He's got to be able to produce.
But you read the stats. He had a good year last year.
Decent. It was decent. But I think I still would, you know, I mean, I think he could produce. I just don't know how well at 36 in this league. You know, Vincent Jackson's out there. He's 34. Eddie Royal's 31. Stevie Johnson's 31. Andrew Hawkins is 31. There's just not, I mean, do you want to take a chance with Percy Harvin?
No, he's retired twice, and he's a locker room, from everybody says he's a locker room cancer.
You know, the more I see Cecil Shorts' name, the more I start to wonder, you know, since he's been here,
do you
think that's a guy that knows the system? He's just an easier to fit that they add, and he's still only like 29 or 30. It's not going to surprise me if that's the name they get. I think there's a bigger impact or a bigger splash with a guy like Vincent Jackson or Eddie Royal. Because
remember, he didn't want to go either. Anquan
Boldin, but Cecil Shorts might be a guy just because he knows the system. It's easier to get him
and
in.
And he liked it here. He didn't want to go when they let him go. So that's a possibility. All I'm going to say is on the Boldin front is you're just looking for a possession receiver, and you know D-Hop is your guy. But you need someone with credibility. Leadership or not, credibility and good hands.
Yeah.
You know, be able to make a possession catch when you need it. Bolden's that guy.
Right.
So, we'll see.
Appreciate the call, Clarence.
Always good to hear from you, Clarence. Good luck with the Bluetooth. Before we get to anything else, I want to tell you about my good friend Mattress Mack and Gallery Furniture. Gallery Furniture has been in Houston for over 36 years. They now have 3 convenient locations, and they are the one-stop shop for everything you need for furniture in your entire house. They have everything from American-made solid wood living room and dining room furniture to custom upholstered and leather furniture, as well as furniture for your man cave, bedroom furniture galore. And right now with this great deal they're doing with the Astros season, if the Astros win it all at the end of the year, you get your bedroom furniture free if you spend $3,000 or more on Macapedic, Tempur-Pedic, or adjustable base sleep sets at Gallery Furniture. They got all the details on galleryfurniture.com. But the bottom line is, whatever you need for your house, if you're looking for furniture, you know that if you go to Gallery Furniture, you're going to get quality furniture at a good price with great customer service, and it'll make you shop at Gallery again and again. Check them out at one of the 3 locations, Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, or the Galleria area, Westheimer at Post Oak, or, of course, the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Whereas Mac says, no back order slips. You buy today, you get it tonight. It's not just a slogan. It's the way they do business, because if you buy today, you're going to get it within 3 to 4 hours. And while the delivery people are there, if you want something taken away or moved to make room for the new furniture, they're happy to oblige, because that's the way they do it at Gallery Furniture. Check them out. Make sure you tell them that Joel Blank sent you at ESPN 97.5. And as Mattress Mack always says, Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry will be back in a second. Right now, he's arching his back on a chair on stage and pulling the cord for a full dose of water.
I'll reenact this whole scene right here in front of you. Please,
that would be scary.
Pants down.
Okay, never mind. Don't.
See? Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, this is what I work out to when I'm listening to 80s music.
Oh, Nick, I don't want to let you down, but it's Michael...
What?
I'm trying to think of the artist.
Should I give you a clue? It starts with an S.
Sam Bella.
Bam!
There you go.
You knew that? I totally had to Google all that. I had no idea who that was. Look at you.
Dude, when I had to DJ, we had to yank all these songs.
I am impressed that you had that.
Michael Sam Bella. And then one of the other gimmicky movies, or like chains of movies with the what they call them, the Brat Pack. When it was Andrew McCarthy, Judd Nelson, all those guys. What was it? St. Elmo's Fire.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Wasn't like Sylvester Stallone's brother, Frank.
Hey. Almost bought an Italian Stallion shirt, by the way.
I don't know. With the Stallone or with the... Oh, just from the movie?
Yeah, just when I reviewed his softcore porn thing. Yeah, I almost bought an Italian Stallion shirt. Would have been sweet. Got a text. I know we got to do the call, Larry. We're going to get to you in just a second.
Softcore corn.
Yeah, why do I always say... I always mess that up.
Yeah.
Soft... I can't say soft core porn.
Soft core corn.
Yeah.
Green Giant makes that, right?
And I'm hungry a lot.
Put the nuts in your mouth and it's great.
what.
Oh God, I'm still swallowing it though.
Wow, greatest hit.
Oh, I hate you so much. You're such a jerk face. God, your face is so stupid. Seriously, like you're just the dumbest face. Oh, jeez.
Isn't it Green Working Giant that guy. Makes the
soft pour corn? Yeah, the soft pour corn. Uh-huh. What? My God. This is embarrassing. How awesome I am.
Oh, God, I'm still swallowing it, though.
Shut. That was after sniffing the cocoa. The you could shut up. That was almost, I almost
were,
died
I
for that.
I think you were eating something. I don't think it was the cocoa.
No, it was.
No, it wasn't the cocoa.
Yes, it was.
No, you
because
were swallowing something.
Shut up. I know what it was. I had snorted the cocoa, and it was lingering. Jerk. I know exactly when I said that. All right, we got this text. Heading to the bar tonight for ladies' night. Going to pull a Nick and go straight for the BBW's game, set, match.
Bring some tres leches.
What?
Oh, wow.
He didn't say Hispanic.
Yeah, he did. It's in there.
Did he?
Yeah. No, he didn't.
No, he I was like, what? You what? You've
Is
been
it
reading the text?
Leches
or leches? Leches, whatever. I say leches.
Jif. Woofer. Yeah,
who cares?
Woofer.
Woofer.
Yeah. Yeah. Notice we don't have any of those sound bites. Just nope. Me. Just yeah. Mine. Just you.
There's
just,
plenty of Joel's. I just haven't
just
isolated
you
yet.
You isolating me saying sexual things get, so you yeah. Can go home and masturbate to them.
I wouldn't That's go that
it.
Far.
I know how it
would
is.
Would not go that far.
All right, here's a text. The wife and I have an argument. She wants to buy pay-per-view Mayweather and Connor, and I want Triple G and Canelo. Only get one. Floyd fight is a setup for money. Canelo fight is a real fight. What do you guys think? G-Max, Pat. Pat, I think you know the answer to this. I think we're all in agreement. You're dumb if you pay for that Conor McGregor fight.
Yep.
Dumb.
Yeah, I mean, if he's, I'm out of what I don't want to say anything, but I'm just saying, like, if it really comes down to just one pay-per-view, I would ask yourself, what are you more into, the fight or the drama surrounding it? Because a lot of people are going to be paying for that Conor McGregor Mayweather pay-per-view specifically for the drama that surrounds it.
Yeah. That's a fact. And I will say this, though. If the wife, whatever the wife wants, happy wife, happy life. We all know that saying.
Yeah, I'm with him on that, too. So
I live that.
But, you know, sometimes you got to be a man. You got to let them hang. You make the decision. And you tell her she's going to like it. What?
I live both of those.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do the calls. There's a couple there.
Let's go Larry first. Larry wants to talk about the Texans wide receiver quandary. Larry, what's up?
Hey, fellas, how you doing? Great show.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, man.
Hey, best John Hughes movie, and it's foreshadowing, Less Than Zero with Robert Downey Jr.
Good flick.
Pretty damn good movie, yeah. Man. That's pretty strong.
Was that?
It makes your skin crawl, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anyhow, getting back to my point, my topic would be the wide receivers. Why do we not sign Anquan Boldin? For the simple fact he's experienced, he can teach our young quarterbacks or inexperienced quarterbacks. He can get open. Will Fuller drops 50% of his passes, so speed really doesn't matter right now. Well, with what we have on the roster, a guy like Boldin, man, could really be good. What's your thoughts upon that?
We've talked about it, Larry, and that was the name that I was most comfortable with. Barry threw out a couple of the possibilities that are out there on the free agency market. I watched Boldin play two of his games last year because I had to, because he played the Packers. And I'm telling you, he's still got plenty left in the tank. But when you also factor in what you said about in the locker room and what he can help in terms of both the young receivers and even maybe the young quarterback, I think it's worth kicking the tires on. You don't have to even sign. Bring him in. Work him out. See what he's got left. What do you think, Barry?
I'm with you 100%. So, all right, guys, that's all I need to know. But Less Than Zero, creepy movie. All right, guys, have a good one. Thank
Appreciate
you.
The call, Larry. Thank you, Thanks, man. Sir. Yeah, I mean, we have
covered it.
Yeah,
right?
I'll just be repeating myself. But I'm fine with any of those guys, really, whether it's Eddie Royal, Vincent Jackson, Anquan Boldin. I think they all have different things. It's something, right? I mean, it's not going to be a guy with, you know, top in speed like Fuller has, but you couldn't count on his hands to begin with. I mean, you're kind of stuck right now.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't be surprised if it's Cecil Shorts. The more I think about that, just
it's a good call.
Don't be surprised.
By the way, Sleeper in the movie that he brought up, Less Than Zero,
uh-huh.
James Spader, who before he was on the blacklist, was just an evil dude in several movies.
Yep.
He could play that kind of, escapes me. Who's the guy that's the really bad guy?
John Malkovich?
Malkovich.
Yeah.
He's like a Malkovich type guy.
Right.
In the early days. All right, Keith wants to get in here. Talk Texans. Keith, what's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
All right. Last night I was watching Training Camp Primetime, and even though they've showed the Cowboys like 400 times and the Texans only twice, that's neither here nor there. But last night the analyst said, and I'm using his words, the Texans pissed down their legs during primetime. They have 6 games in primetime this year, meaning that they always don't show up in primetime. What do they need to do this year to change that narrative? Yeah, have a good one.
Win.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call, Keith. You know, it's funny because I think it depends too. It's tough to say that this as a franchise they haven't been good because they haven't. But from year to year, these are different teams. You know what I mean? Is it just a matter of coincidence? Are they snake bit? Is it not prepared? You know, playing on a Thursday going from a Sunday, is that something that, you know what I mean?
Opponents?
Yeah, it could be opponents. I mean, it's tough to say that, well, it's just the talent or whatever. I don't know that that's the case. Is it just the moment? Maybe this is where a guy like Deshaun Watson, who's had big moments in college championships and lives for that spotlight in that moment, might help this team get over that hump. You're right, though. They don't do well.
Nope.
But I don't know why. It's such a weird thing because from year to year, these are different teams.
Sure they are. But opponents do factor in quite a bit. A lot of these big losses have come against the Patriots. You know, some of their nemesis is too. I mean, where they've struggled anyway. But, you know, I'm thinking about games that were on national TV, and the one obviously with the third string quarterback, New England.
Brissett.
Yeah.
Jacoby Brissett.
Jacoby yep. Brissett took
pretty
it to
ugly.
Him, so yeah.
Pretty ugly.
Yeah, that's just a mindset too. You can't worry about years past. This is a new team, new outlook. Hopefully no one on this team is looking at those previous games.
I don't think they are. Trevor Tilly on Twitter said, if this is your workout songs, no wonder you got up to 220 pounds.
That wasn't nice.
Jerk.
Yeah, that wasn't
nice. Tell you what, if you can't work out the Footloose, you can't work out.
You were benching like 410, Aaron.
Hmm?
One of these songs was back when you were benching 410?
210. I had 210s and I would bench them.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, you've never benched 400.
I had two 10-pound dumbbells and I would bench them.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
Yeah.
It's getting work.
Strong.
All right, we got plenty more to get to on the show. 30 minutes away from, I believe, the final day of Jerome Solomon sitting in with
I thought
with
he was doing
Fred.
Thursday as well.
I thought he was doing first 3 days, and then but I could be wrong. But anyway,
we'll
the Blitz
We'll find out at the break.
Now. Blitz coming up after us, but we got a half hour still to go in the big show, so don't go anywhere. The usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, as we continue to roll on. We got a tweet about the fact that Vontae Berfect, who's not exactly the model citizen or student of the game, at training camp, hit on his own teammate, running back Giovanni Bernard, below the knees, started a huge fight. Bengals have had several fights, and this one actually got the ire of the coaching staff and a whole bunch of people on the sidelines.
I'm watching it now.
I think it's a cheap hit.
I don't know that it's...
You saying you do or you don't?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
And I'll say this. The biggest problem
he hits
with it
him
is,
in the thigh and slides down.
Well, and it's also one of those, it's not like you come in like on the side, like a chop block, and get him. It's like his knees are on the ground and he's reaching. And then, like you said, he kind of tries to wrap him up and he ends up sliding down to where he's pressuring from the outside of the leg. But I was expecting a lot worse than
that. Yeah, I was expecting like really dirty, but point of impact, his shoulder is on his hip. And then he slides down immediately, grabs his leg, and what happens is Bernard is going sideways, which I have a feeling caused some, you know what I mean? Like made him, he could feel it. When you're going sideways, moving laterally like that with someone on your knee sliding down your leg, that can't be good. But the hit itself, the hit started on his hip, so I don't see it. I don't think it's dirty or cheap.
And well, the thing is, too, is that Giovanni Bernard had ACL surgery last year. So.
Which is scary, yeah. But that's why I say now that he's moving laterally, because the hit pushed him, you know, with the line of scrimmage. It didn't push him forward or back. It pushed him with the line of scrimmage, so his knee probably went in some. And I mean, I'm speculating on all this, but I just don't think it looked dirty to me. It didn't look like a cheap shot.
CBS Sports has a headline. It says, "That's my man," in response to the hit. Like, all good. But it does get interesting later in the quote. Tez is Tez. He's going to play the way he plays. That's my buddy. That's my dude. It's just early in camp getting some frustration out. That's football. So I guess he's downplaying it for the sake of the team, but getting some frustration out kind of...
Downplaying it till that last quote. That last quote, I'd be like, take it out on a practice dummy. Don't take it out on a guy that you're relying on to be a pretty valuable part of your offense.
It does tell you that he might have been playing angry. Just might. But Burfecht kind of plays angry.
Not that he's done that in the past.
No.
He wore Pac-Man
no,
Jones.
Never.
Never.
So I got this tweet. I want to see who this person is, by the way. They joined in 2012 on Twitter. I don't know. They've done some weird things, but they tweeted to me directly.
What do you mean by weird, Barry?
I don't know. They only have like, so this the dude's name is some guy. He's got 5 followers and he's following 7 people. He's tweeted 73 times and it's all the same tweet. I've won a battle in Pixel Gun 3D. Join the fight now, over and over and over again. He's got 73 tweets, I imagine most of those. But this guy tweets me and says, "At Barry is funny. You so dumb. You Twitter name should be Barry is not funny." But he spells Barry with an E, even though it's clearly with an A in the name. Now, is it wrong that I responded and said, "Great line. You're really good at this. I hope you die." Is that mean?
I hope you die part.
I think the end might be a little harsh.
Is that mean?
Whether it's mean or not, it's a little harsh.
But I mean, if you come at me.
I was listening to that tweet. The first part of it sounded exactly like Barry.
Yep.
And then at the end,
what?
I hope you
great
die.
Great line.
Yeah.
Well, I just feel like if you're going to come at me, just be prepared for me to retaliate. I'm going to respond. And I mean, you know.
I hope you die.
I hope That's you all. Die. I hope you're no longer with us. I hope you can never. I hope Twitter doesn't have. Twitter's not available in heaven either. I hope that as well. We also got this tweet from the Texas Tiger at Purple and Gold. Have you guys already discussed Jerome's comments on Nick yesterday on the Blitz? Did you hear this, Nick?
I did not.
I heard it on the way home.
So he brought up the fact they were talking about slumps, and by the way, you could tell they totally didn't listen to the show because they assumed we were talking about slump busters and giving you a hard time.
Right.
When that wasn't the case, it came up by somebody asking about it, but whatever. That's neither here nor there. But Jerome kind of went in on you as he did that day that the three of us did the usual suspects.
About?
He said you can't have a slump if that's what you're always in to begin with. Basically, he said that your life is a slump. Your sex life is a slump. That you never get girls. So that's not called a slump. That's just called normal. How do you feel about that?
Jerome is being Jerome, but
that's
Jerome
from a man
funny.
That carries a lunchbox. By the way,
Jerome carries a lunchbox.
Yeah. See, which I'm not. I used to have a Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox,
but I love
so
getting
I'm not
hate
judging.
From people who's been married for like what. 2, 3, 4, 5 years?
I don't know. I think it's longer than that. I think he's been married for like 70 years.
You think so?
I don't know how many of them have been happy, but I just know that he's been married for a while, I think. But
there might be some truth to what he's saying.
Really, Nick? No, I hope you die, no nothing? You got to defend yourself a little here. No. Have I not taught you anything?
I have to hear the audio. I haven't heard. John was Granato said something about me today, too, but I didn't.
What did Granato say? Did you hear what Granato said?
What's with Granato trying to stir it up every day with members of his own team?
Well, I mean, listen, let's face it. If I got beat up by a bear, you guys would be talking about it, too.
I got to be prepared for Jerome. Jerome is prepared.
Joel's face. I can always tell when he does get mad because he starts smacking
his
lips.
Yeah.
You ever watch the Long Island Medium when she's starting to get someone from the other side?
Yeah.
She starts smacking her lips. That's either Joel's getting a premonition or he's angry. One of the two.
And if he lifts up the cup and starts drinking a little sip of his water like that, that's another indication that he's. And then he
well, you guys
touches
figured
his nose
me
like
out.
That.
Darn it! I've been trying to keep it.
Joel's gonna be like, "I hope you die." Which I would be so proud of if he did that. I would be so proud. But yeah, so you're not even going to defend yourself about not having a sex life at all?
No, not against like a 50, 60-year-old man. No. Why? What would I need to do that? I guess Jerome?
See, he referenced...
How old is he? 65?
He's like... What is he, like 50 years old?
I know he is
old. I'm not worried about...
It's true, what they say, black don't crack, because he looks like he's 30.
That's all fine and gravy.
And I know he's like 60, but he looks like he's 30.
I'm sure I'm more taken care of in that department than he is. I'm pretty sure.
Wait a minute. So you're saying you have more sex than Jerome?
I would agree with that, yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, I would definitely agree.
How are we going to be able to... How are we going to find this out?
He referenced the show that I wasn't on when you guys were talking about
Yes,
it.
So when Jerome filled in for you.
Yeah, so I didn't... I don't know about that.
Well, basically, he had asked, like, how many... What's the most people you've ever slept with in a weekend? And Nick's response was one.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
I actually stand by that.
And I don't know if that was even what it was. It was... there was something else, like how long has it been, or what's the longest you've gone, or something like that.
That was the biggest one that he picked on me about.
Was because you'd only slept with one person in a weekend.
That was the biggest one, yeah.
Which, you know, I feel like that's probably closer to average for a guy. One, I mean, there are a few guys that are, you know, they're great at picking up women and have had a badass weekend where they've slept with a lot of women, but... I don't feel like that's most guys. I think most guys would be closer to you. One, maybe two.
That's what I said on the air. When Joel was gone, that's exactly what I said. And you, after the show, you were like, dude, just don't say one on the air. Just don't say one on the air.
Yeah, you shouldn't have done that. You just lie.
I learned, but then I learned things.
Like what?
Because then Jong was coming in, too, about saying, like, because they were referencing Jong to Nick, saying that they're both the same way, like they just don't try and they don't care, and that, you know, and it was almost like abstinence. But then they said that Michael Carroll, by choice, is abstaining till marriage, and that they've had him on the show to discuss this. I didn't know that.
I mean, again, you know, by choice.
Wow.
You okay. Said that, not me.
You are on your own there, Chief.
I mean, if Nick were to come to me and be like, hey, look, I by choice, I'm going to be a virgin, I'd be like, really? I mean, look at you.
Let's be honest. You're a virgin.
Let's be honest. It's not your choice. Let's be honest. For most of us, it wouldn't be a choice. That's all I'm saying. It's not. I mean, I say all that. I love MC. He was my original producer for when I joined Houston Game Day. So I bust his chops all the time. So I can do that. Okay. But I do know he is a strong man of faith. So I do. Yeah. I actually believe that.
And I did not know that. If
you or Nick come to me and say, I'm just going to be a virgin, I'm going to be like, you don't have any say in that matter. That's why.
Unless I can rewrite history, I don't think I'm coming to you and saying that.
No, but I'm just saying I would believe you guys, but I wouldn't believe that it was by choice. That's all I'm saying.
Way, if you came to me and said you still were a virgin, that I wouldn't argue with you.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think this sexy bod and this beautiful face isn't out there just banging all the time? Just
banging has been mentioned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't think so? You don't think I'm sexy, Joel? You don't think I'm handsome?
Oh, look at the time. So we got one segment to go in the big show. We might as well.
You know, in sales, they tell you the first one to talk loses. So I was just waiting. I was going to see who it was.
You directed it at me.
Deep down, we know.
Not Nick. You directed it at me.
Yeah. Deep down, we know that you think I'm handsome now.
You got me.
I know.
Gee.
It's all right. These songs are great, by the way.
Bonnie Tyler.
How do you know that?
Well, because you sent him the email.
No, I didn't. I just sent it to you.
I did not get the email.
Oh, okay.
What kind of DJ were you?
A lot of bad weddings and bar mitzvahs and
yeah, someone texted, Joel got beat up by Clutch? Yes, we've covered that already. You guys are going to have to pay attention better.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. Not Joel's not reaction whether the end is result awesome. Or not. Yes, we covered that. All right, so we got one segment to go on the show before we turn it over to the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. We'll have a couple of the unusual to go with a bow on the big present today that was the usual suspect.
And we're starting to poll who punches harder, Clutch or Orbitz? ESPN.
Clutch or Orbitz?
Did you see that, by the way? Orbitz got into a fight with Chris Archer.
Did he? Oh, yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
I didn't see it. Yeah, we can talk
who
about
who won
that
one? Mascot's like going 2-0.
Archer went to the principal's office and got like a written letter that says that he's filing a formal complaint against Orbit.
Really?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
For unruly behavior, and there was a list of it.
Nice.
All right, we'll be back to wrap things up. The usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
They can hear you snapping.
Yeah, and that's Barry. I think they know it's Barry at this point.
What's the problem?
You're snapping.
They can hear you snapping.
Okay, well, don't kill my joy. Who wants to work out? I'm still ready to go pump some iron.
Sure you're pumping iron?
I'm ready to pump something.
Get those knees up. Move that ass. Let's go, people.
Ready to do like a spin class? Well,
Barry Warner bought me a free session at the Athletic Room with Kylie Wong this Sunday.
Taekwondo.
First of all, let's be honest. Did he buy it?
Well, you know. I'm going to let you. That's what he said on the air. He goes, guess what, Nick? Oh, I'm buying you a free session on the Athletic Room. And I'm like, you're going this Sunday. I'm like, yeah, I'm going. So right after game day.
He's such a liar. Because when Kylie was leaving, he goes, hey, if you guys ever want to drop by, just let me know.
Yeah, well, wait a minute.
But Kylie's room is legit.
They're going to stretch you out and do all that?
Yeah, at 12:30.
Are they going to wake you up before you go?
I don't know.
Man, I could really work out right now.
Wow.
Do some sparring. Work the speed bag.
Not touching it. Nope.
Oh, my goodness. You know, people are so mean on the text line. Hey, clown, a.k.a. stupid face. Just wanted to ask, are the Astros going to win the World Series by averaging 10 runs? Thanks. Nope. No, they're not.
Is this the same guy that referenced clown?
2 days ago, they called us a clown, and they wanted to fight me. And then yesterday, he called me a stupid face. So yeah, I think we're becoming pals now. Though
that's how it starts with a lot of these relationships. They come at you really hard. Like, you Mike is your buddy practically.
Well, yeah, you were really offended. Let's at one
slow
point.
Down, Nick.
you were.
I hated OU Mike for a while because he was racist. I mean, he still is racist, I'm sure, but I forgive him. I can forgive.
You
easily.
Forgive a racist?
Yeah, no, I can forgive people. I mean, he's just racist.
I'm just messing.
Shut up. Hey, my radio had static. Did you guys say that Clutch the Bear dry hump Joel? That's from OU Mike, by the way. Timing is impeccable, OU Mike. Impeccable. All texting, no tweeting said, during which hour did you guys talk about Joel finding Clutch yesterday? I want to listen to it on the podcast. Which hour was that, Joel?
You can recap it.
It was pretty much all three.
Hour one and hour two for sure.
It was spread across all three, but okay, the Jitterbug should not be a workout song. That's from Cody. You shut up, Cody. It's a workout song if I work out to it. Don't make fun of my list. I do what I want. I like to run to Katy Perry's Roar. That makes it a workout song.
You both do.
Don't judge me.
You both said you like that song.
I would be lying if I said no.
That was a hot track, man.
It was. We have two things on our list. We think we can get to both of these before the show ends?
Yeah.
You want me to get to, so the first one?
Yeah, let's do that non-sportsy story.
Yeah. The first case of a man killed by penis enlargement surgery has been reported in Sweden.
Which is, you have to be clear, because I don't think it would be the first case of a man killed by an enlarged penis. Clearly a line.
Specifically, he was killed by penis enlargement surgery.
Okay.
A healthy 30-year-old man had wanted to increase both the girth and length of his genitalia using a process where fat is transferred from his stomach to, well, you know. They then began the enlargement and had planned to inject 2 fluid ounces of fat cells. Before they finished the injection, his heart began racing, oxygen levels fell, blood pressure dropped. He then suffered a heart attack.
Oh, no.
Doctors performed CPR, sent the man to the emergency room, and he died less than 2 hours later. They said the patient, who had mild asthma, otherwise no past medical history, died from a fat embolism. That's at least the official report for the state.
He probably died of embarrassment. In the article, it's the same one I'm reading. This is fascinating. Professor Wiley said, the problem with injecting fat is that over time the body will reabsorb the fat, which can result in a return to the penis's original size. So you waste all this money. And then it says, he adds that penis enlargement can result in an average gain in length to the flaccid penis of 2 centimeters, but there will be no change to the size of the erect penis.
Just lose 30 pounds then.
So I did some math. 2 centimeters is 0.787 inches. So this dude risked his life and died to add 3/4 of an inch to his flaccid penis, and that's it. Like, that's it.
And what was your deal? Your theory on losing what, 25 pounds?
You lose, yeah. My wife told me, she said, as a nurse, for every, it's somewhere between 30 and 50 pounds. Okay. I've been reading different things. But yeah, for every 30 pounds you lose, you gain an inch.
So go on a diet and skip the surgery.
So would you do this, Nick? Would you risk life and limb to add 3/4?
Why don't you get like a penis enlarger or something?
Oh, the pump?
Yeah. One Swedish made penis enlarger.
What is that for?
From Austin Powers. Come on, son.
I don't remember that. Come on, son. I have the worst memory. We know this. It just seems like a lot. Like, I don't. How much did he pay? Did they say how much he paid for this surgery?
I haven't found the price, but I did find other things from the doctor that said, worst case scenario, there are lots of other horrible consequences from disfigurement to permanent erectile dysfunction.
It looked like
to
my
worse.
Finger. It looked like so, you broke yeah. your.
So what
thing.
Good? What good is the biggest gun in the shed if you can't use it?
But it's not. It's not the biggest gun. If you're only adding 2 centimeters at
yeah,
best,
what does that do?
If you're 2 centimeters
and you're going
already,
under the knife for this.
So you're two. Let's say you're 2 inches. Okay, and you add 3/4 of an inch. You're still closer to a queen than a king, I think, right? Like, it's not like you're adding 5 inches. That's not, why are you making that face? Is there a picture?
I don't know, I'm reading more details of this.
Like, he's on Google Images right now.
Yeah.
It says, the erect penis will not point as high as before the surgery because the ligament which was cut will no longer offer support.
Damn.
You got to cut a ligament in there?
Get some arch supports. This reminds me, there's this thing. Did you know that micro penis is a thing?
No.
So that's a thing. A micro penis is described as a penis that is 2.8 inches or less when erect. And I think that it's below 1 inch flaccid. That's a micro penis. So what that means is there's this definitive line, I guess. So there's a guy out there with like a 1 inch penis who's not considered to have a micro penis. And I feel like he would probably be like bragging about it. You know what I mean? Like, whoa, that was close. Like, look at that guy. It's 3/4 of an inch. It's so small. But he's like, yeah, that's not me though. I don't have a micro penis. I have a regular 1 inch penis, but his, that's tiny. That's 3/4. That's tiny. But I feel like the line should maybe be moved. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because don't they say the average is what, 5 or 6 inches? I feel like that line, Joel, flaccid, Joel, flaccid. Mm-hmm. I feel like, is it less or more? I don't know. Is it 4? Is it 6? Is it 8?
Dude, I don't work at the
I'm talking
bank.
About white guys, by the way. Okay. I realize this is that we're grading on a curve here. Hey, watch out.
Your voice excludes you from commenting on that.
Yeah. But I want to say somewhere like 4 to 6 is average. I feel like that should, but you should take the average and anything, maybe subtract an inch, and then below that is the micro penis.
Well, you know, the hip hop artist Lil Dicky, he talks about, he always makes fun of himself for having a small
yes.
penis, and he says it's 5 inches, like erect.
Oh, okay.
And he always, that's his whole, like one of his shticks, you know, like in his lyrics, he always
right.
makes fun of himself.
You think it's true or you think he's just faking it?
I think he's a very transparent dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, the paper states that penile elongation and enlargement are considered to be safe and simple procedures by themselves, but complications are much higher when you try to do both.
Oh.
One or the other.
Yeah,
not both.
Screwed up.
Don't get greedy with the weenie.
Trying to add 3/4 of an inch.
There you have it.
Hope it was worth it. Maybe that guy that texted me should try it, and he should die too.
Press on.
Yep.
There you go.
All right.
Or wax on, wax off.
All that.
Daniel Sun. All right, that's it for another big one on the big show. We're going to turn over to the Blitz next. For Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. Have a great night. Stay dry. And I believe Jerome, is that right, John? Jerome, along with Fred and John on the Blitz, coming up right after these messages right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please
stand by. You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the dentist you look forward to seeing. The Gentle Dentist, the only dentist you're happy to come back to. The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. How can we make you smile? Call 614-431-3311.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.